there's no secret that we're looking for some quality strikers, and this boy fits everything that we're looking for. But unfortunately, I think it's totally unfair to me to get into details of the situation till we have some conclusion. Other than saying, yes, they have a strong interest and gave green lights to my people to pursue that and get in dialogue with his club.
So you can confirm for us here on BBC Radio Sheffield that a bid has been placed for Stevie May up at St Johnson?
That is correct.
So now I guess it's a waiting game, isn't it? You have to sit and wait to see what happens now in the next step on that move.
Well, you know, we're talking to people there. There is a certain normal dialogue going on, and we'll see how far we can go. That's all I can say at this time.
What about on other side of things in terms of Michail Antonio? We know and we've been told that there's the possibility of him moving and going down to join Nottingham Forest. Are you happy with the deal on that front of things there?
No, I'm not happy with the deal. I don't like to lose the players. But if the player wants to express his interest to go, you know, then I might change my feelings towards that. You know, that's one thing. And other things, they're paying fair price, and we're just looking, how do we enhance our team? But we're not selling clubs unless players wants to go, and with the management manager's decisions and okay, we have to accommodate situation. In this case, you know, we met requirements and everything else. So player is willing to go. He wants to go. He made already deal, I guess, with the club. So it's all done and dusted.
Do you feel that you've got value for money in his move though down to Nottingham Forest?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. So you know that. To be honest with you, looking from the business standpoint, sometimes if you do things, then at least be sure that you get the value. You know, there is also sell-on deal for Reading as well, so everyone should be okay, you know, as far as that goes. But as I said earlier, I don't like to lose good players, but if you lose them, at least we get the value for we believe that, and I believe that's the case here.
How much will that aid Stuart Gray now, then, in terms of him being able to bring players into the football club?
Stuart Gray's got a green light that we need one or two good strikers to bring on the board. We need a centre back, which we brought the other day, and we brought goalkeeper the other day. We signed other players. We're still looking to enhance the team. We're desperate for a finisher, for two strikers. We're looking at this time. The one we just mentioned earlier, as we said, you know, the boy from Scotland. If he can get him, there are other players there we're looking as well, and I'm quite sure that will happen. And Stuart Gray has the green light. Whether we pay the transfer fee or bring the loan, whatever, we're desperate to enhance the quality of our team starting the season. There is no doubt about that. Okay, and Stuart Gray has the green light. He's looking for other players, and we're giving him support as much as possible.
And finally, the fans wouldn't forgive me if I had you on and didn't ask you, Milan. Any update on the takeover situation? Is there anything more you can fill us in on that side of things?
Well, I'll be able to update you on the end of the week, as I said last week. You know, I owe this to supporters and everyone else. You know, it's something that everyone is interested in. I'm interested very much so, working tirelessly to sort things out. Okay, as I explained earlier, there were some difficulties in the timetable from Mr. Mamadou, but I will be able to bring everyone up to date not later than this Friday. Okay.